From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The United States asked the United Nations Tuesday to blacklist 10 ships that carried banned items from North Korea. The U.S. proposal said the ships are conducting illegal ship-to-ship transfers of refined petroleum products to North Korean vessels or illegally transporting North Korean coal to other countries for exports. If none of the UN's 15 security member states reject the proposal by Thursday, it will be approved. That means all countries will be required to ban the blacklisted ships from entering their ports. The U.S. government is accusing North Korea of launching a crippling cyber attack that affected hundreds of thousands of computers across the globe earlier this year. North Korea has long been suspected of distributing a computer virus called WannaCry in May. U.S. Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert briefed reporters at the White House on Tuesday.
After careful investigation, the United States is publicly attributing the massive WannaCry cyber attack to North Korea. We do not make this allegation lightly. We do so with evidence, and we do so with partners. Other governments and private companies agree. The United Kingdom, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and Japan have seen our analysis, and they join us in denouncing North Korea for WannaCry. Commercial partners have also acted. Microsoft traced the attack to cyber affiliates of North Korean government, and others in the security community have contributed their analysis.
The virus prevented users in 150 countries from getting access to files on their computers. Bossert lamented that there is not much more that can be done to restrict North Korea's behavior. This is VOA News. Yemen's Houthi rebels fired a missile Tuesday at Saudi Arabia's capital, saying it was aimed at Riyadh's Yamama Palace. The Saudi-led coalition that has been fighting the Houthis for nearly 3 years says it intercepted the missile. State media reported no casualties. The debate on age limits and term length for the president of Uganda came to a sudden halt Tuesday when a lawmaker reported seeing soldiers on the premises. The allegation led to a scuffle between legislators and parliamentary police. As Halima Athumani reports from Kampala, Parliament was already on edge because of the proposals being discussed.
The Ugandan Parliament is debating a bill that would abolish the age limit of 75 for presidential candidates, a move that would enable longtime President Yoweri Museveni to run for another term in the 2021 election. Opposition lawmakers and some members of the ruling party object to the bill, and debate that began Monday has been tumultuous. On Monday, shouting and heckling forced Speaker Rebecca Kadaga to suspend 6 members of parliament. Business came to a standstill again Tuesday after legislator Doris Okol told colleagues she had seen soldiers in parliament's Catholic chapel.
For me, I am shocked. I am really, really shocked. When I got there, both the Catholic and the Anglican chaplaincies were occupied by soldiers. They were eating from there. They have disorganized the whole place.
Members of the opposition, many wearing or holding rosary beads, then tried to enter the chapels but instead engaged in a scuffle with security officers who blocked them.
All these plates, cups, they are in our church, a Catholic church, where we are praying from. These soldiers, what do they want?
Halima Athmani for VOA News, Kampala.
A man convicted of plotting to kill Americans on behalf of the Islamic State terrorist group has been sentenced to 28 years in prison. 28-year-old David Wright was found guilty in October of 5 criminal charges for planning with his uncle and a friend to travel to New York to attempt to behead conservative blogger Pamela Geller, who angered Muslims by organizing a Prophet Muhammad cartoon contest. Prosecutors and Geller wanted Wright to get life in prison. The defense team asked for a 16-year sentence. The plot to behead Geller, that is, was never carried out. Instead, Wright's uncle, Usama Rahim, was shot to death by police officers in Massachusetts after he advanced on them with a machete. Wright was arrested later that day. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.